Who understands as we enter more dire days, I'll call it that. Let's talk about more dire days, that the church is not exempt from things. Church goes through stuff. Bad things happen to good people. And keeping our faith in the midst of it all, really to anchor our souls in the midst of the storms. And storms are going to get more frequent. The world is in chaos. It's just a calamity, to be honest. When you think I won't go there. But when you think that the politicians that are leading the free world today are getting to an age where they really should be sitting back and retired. But we have these people that are, and the society doesn't seem to worry about that. As long as it doesn't invade their space, and as long as it doesn't invade their personal life, and they don't care what happens around them. But we really do need to care, because it's all these signs of the times are relevant for us today as the body of believers. We're going to see more chaos. We're going to see more stress. We're going to see more things happen in the world and in church. The church is not going to be exempt. Troubles come to church. Trouble affects people. Can I have a hand, please? That's the truth. Actually, the Bible says you will have trouble. Troubles come. But the trouble shouldn't move me. They will try and move me. They will try and get me in the wrong mindset of thinking. They will try and move me away from the love of God and the ways of God to pick up what I think I should pick up and do what I think I should do to rescue what I think I need to rescue or sort out what I need to sort out. But there's a place in God. There's a place in God that there's a place of rest. It's a place of peace. It's not something you can conjure up. It's not something you can say a little prayer about and it's just going to happen. It comes out of a place of intimacy with the Lord that just doesn't occur overnight. It occurs out of your faithfulness. It occurs out of your obedience. It occurs out of your commitment to loving Him. And I'll say that word quite strongly. It's a residue of your loving on Him and relationship with Him that the peace and the mercy and the love and the grace naturally flows out of Him to those who are in relationship with Him. Amen. It's not so much that I call Him Savior or call on the name of the Lord and sing a song to Him. It's not so much playing church and coming to church on Sundays. My wife actually hit it right in the head. It's actually living church every day. Living it. So your life reflects church and Christ every day. Where you are carrying your cross, you are raising up the standard of the Lord, you are praying over your house, you are in communion with your husband or wife in prayer, you are establishing something, and you mightn't see it when you first start it, but if you keep it up, you will see it. You are establishing a spiritual foundation in your home that will affect them no matter what happens to them. It will have a residue effect in them all the days of their life, because the Bible says His words do not return void. It will resonate in their hearts no matter how long or no matter where they're at. They can't get rid of it. They can't rebuke it. They can't run away from it. They can go to the depths in the belly of a whale and they can go to the foundations of the very earth and they will still hear His voice. He never leaves them. He never forsakes them. He will come to their level. He will come to their level and allow them to hear that voice, that still small voice. Ecclesiastes 3:10 actually says something quite profound. It says this, it says, there's a knowledge of eternity written upon the hearts of every man. No matter who it is, whether you're saved or unsaved, If you've been born in his image, there is a knowledge of eternity written, inscribed in their DNA, that there's a knowledge of eternity in their hearts. I remember my old granddad, and this is not my message, but I just want to share this. My old granddad, my mum's dad, was in the war, and he was on this island. He actually got away. He was on this island, I think it was Crete. And he said, and he was not a believer. But it was the greatest parachute drop in World War II of the Germans on Crete. Was it Crete? Something like that, anyway. Anyway, they jumped out with black parachutes on purpose in the middle of the day. The sky turned black because there was thousands of these parachutists. The skies turned black. He says, and the Christians were praying. The heathens were praying. He says, I was praying, and I just called on any God. He said, God, whoever you are, help us. Because there's a knowledge of eternity written in the heart of man that before they die, before that moment of life ebbs out, they will have to face an eternity, a knowledge of. And nothing can stop that. Amen? So when trouble comes as Christians, and none of us are exempt from this, we all have to go through it some form or another. When trouble does come, we've got to stay strong. And if we stay strong and faithful, he is faithful toward us. I want to share a scripture that is very dear to me, a psalm that is very, very dear to me, Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a psalm which highlights struggles and troubles of life and situations we face both of the natural and spiritual realms, but it emphasizes that he is always with me. Always. Troubles will come. Situations will come. People will say the wrong thing. People will act the wrong way. But he's the God who changes not. And he has to be the anchor to my soul. Amen? And I want us to read this together. Did we get it? Yay. I'm not going to stop until I'll talk after I've finished reading the whole thing. Because I always never finish the thing. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. I want you to listen to the language. Now, we don't know who wrote this psalm. But listen to the language of the psalm. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with the feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor shall the pest of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday during the day. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look, and you shall see the reward of the wicked. You shall see their reward, but that reward shall not come near you. Next, please. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you. Now, there's one, I think it's in Matthew 10, 18, somewhere like that. It says that the Lord says that the children's angels go before his face. The children have angels. Do you believe that? It says that their angel goes before my face and speaks. So if children have got angels, were you a child once? Yeah. Keep you in your ways, and the hands they shall bear you up, unless you dash your foot against a stone. This is what the devil quoted to Jesus. This is what the devil quoted to Jesus. You shall tread upon the lions and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample under your foot. They're the two ways the devil comes to people. He goes about like a roaring, and he's a serpent. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in what?
Trouble.
So the Bible talks about trouble. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And everyone says, amen and amen. I want to dissect this a little bit today. Go back to verse 1, please. He who dwells. It's a question. He who dwells. In fact, it's not just a question, it's also an invitation. He who dwells in the secret place. Now, if you've got a Bible, you need to highlight that word, secret place. The whole key to Psalm 91, to unlock Psalm 91 and the blessedness of Psalm 91 is this word, secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, there is a covering of the Almighty to those who desire to abide in the secret place with him. God has a secret place. He wants you and I to abide in that secret place with him. That secret place is you and him alone. That secret place is communion with him. That secret place is in fellowship with him. We'll talk a little bit more later what it means to be in the secret place. But you'll be shadowed. You'll be overshadowed. There will be an overshadowing of you because you're in that secret place with him. The key is the secret place. Amen? I will say to the Lord, He is. I will say of the Lord. I will say. Come on. Listen to the language the psalmist is saying. I will say. Question, what am I saying? You have an invitation to abide under the shadow of his wing. You have an invitation to come to a secret place. Now, this psalmist is telling me the benefits of the secret place. It changes your language. It changes how you think. It changes how you speak. It changes how you see your God. I will say of the Lord, he is. He is my refuge. There was no doubt about God being his refuge. There is no doubt about God wanting to cover him. There is no doubt about God wanting to overshadow him and bring him into that secret place. God has an invitation to anyone so desires to commune with him that all of a sudden that God rises up and overshadows you. In fact, it's a great picture of Israel going through the wilderness. When Israel went through the wilderness, they had a pillar of fire by night. Yeah. Everyone loves the fire. We have the pillar of fire by night. But during the day, they were overshadowed by the what? The clouds. Hallelujah. So when you're walking in his will, God will cause an overshadowing of you. And it's nothing that you've done, and it's nothing that you've performed. It's not how beautiful or how good you are. It's purely on the basis that he has decided to set his love upon you by the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's a thing called grace. It's a thing called love. And because he so much loves his son and that we're found in him, he now overshadows you. He is my refuge. He's the place I run to. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He makes sure nothing will harm me. He makes sure he protects me. My God, in him, I will what? Oh, in him I will trust. In him, not in stuff, not in your capacity, not in your ability. In him I will trust. Now this psalmist has learned all this because he's come into a place called the secret place. In him I will trust. Surely, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Surely, without doubt, without question, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. What is a fowler? Fowler is a person that catches birds. In a snare. And sometimes he brings deception in the snare to deceive the bird. And he'll use various baits. And he might camouflage it. And he might manipulate it. And he might do it in the midst of the night so the birds can't see. And then he leaves and waits for that change to see if it catches the bird. It's a metaphor. All the time, the fowler is trying to ensnare. And you and I have a fowler against us every day of our life to try and ensnare me, trap me through deception, through trinkets and treats and stuff to make me walk into that which he desires me to captivate me in. All the time he wants to captivate me because Jesus, who's delivered me, has set me what? He set me free. He's never designed me to live in a cage. He wants me to fly and catch the wind of the Spirit. So you and I have been designed not to be enticed, not to be, well, we will get enticed, but we have the power not to be enticed, not to be enticed, not to be ensnared, not to be used by trickery of the enemy. He wants me to live a life of freedom. God will not allow the devourer or the fowler to ensnare me while I'm in the guidance of the secret place. Do you know when things happen? It says that every temptation is common to man. Is that what the Bible says? Everyone's tempted. There's no one here that doesn't get tempted. Even Jesus was tempted. That was a good one. Everyone's tempted. In some form or fashion, there is temptation. All right? These three things abide, 1 John says. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Temptation will come to us all the time. It's not the temptation that's the sin. It's what I do with the temptation. Because temptation will come. It's what I do with the temptation. Now, we blurt scriptures out like things like this. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Then temptation comes. And we take him off his throne. And we make it greater than our God. Can I have an amen? Because we've all done it. Every one of us. But I do have the power residing within me. And you have the power, if you're born again believer this morning, residing within you to resist the temptation. Amen? And this secret place is not a secret place of power. It's not a secret place of entitlement. It's a secret place where your love for him is greater than your temptation. Someone asked me years ago, it says, how can I stop doing this particular sin? I says, you won't stop unless the love of Jesus becomes greater than the love of your sin. You might have a temporary relapse and not do it. But unless the love of Jesus is greater than the love of my temptation of sin and to sin, it will come back. Amen. You shall cover him. Sorry. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from perilous pestilence. He will deliver you from perilous things to come in your night seasons. You will notice he's talking about two different seasons. He talks about the night season. He talks about the day season. It's not just the night season that tempts me. You will have temptations in your day seasons as well as your night seasons. You might have temptations when you think that everything is going so well, that, you know, you're reading, you're praying, everything's going great. Hallelujah. You're singing your songs at church and you're getting into God and you're thinking you're walking good. Then all of a sudden, something during the day slaps you in the side of your face and you've got no control over it at all. Anyone ever been there? You've got no control of it at all. At all. You need Jesus. You need him to rescue you in this one. Hallelujah. He shall cover you with his feathers. He shall cover you with his feathers. Feathers speak of comfort, protection. In fact, it's another hiding place in God. So when a hen gets her chicks and she puts them under her wings, she's hiding them. She's warming them. She's protecting them. She's covering them. She's hiding them. And that's exactly where Jesus wants you and I. He wants me to come under the power of his arm, the power of his, and the shadow of his hand, and just get in that place of protection, that place of love. And it's nothing that I've done to deserve that. It's because it's showing his outpouring of his love because I'm loving on him. He desires to do that because he loves me. I desire to get in that secret place because I love him. And under his wings you shall take refuge. Shelter from intensity of your situation. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Can you put out that picture? I've got a picture. Does anyone know what a buckler is? Is the next slide, another slide, it's got a picture of some bucklers. That's it. So the shield's a big shield. Shield is what you can stand and push in the ground and you can stand. It will defend you from weapons from afar. Spears, rocks, stuff. They can be interlinked. Faith with another person of faith. That's why it's imperative for husbands and wives to be one. The buckler is a little shield. Tiny little thing. Little round thing like that. They used to call it floating armor. So it would be strapped to your arm. This is where it's close combat. So from afar when the enemy comes or when he's close, you will have protection. But what its main purpose is not to deflect anything. It's really to protect the hand of the sword, the hand that holds the sword. Because the sword is what?
The word of God.
So when he's thrusting close to your heart, close to your life, when things are really tight, when trouble's not just out there, but it's now in here, now in your home, now in your relationship, no matter where, you still have something to defend yourself and defend against the enemy and make sure that your truth, your sword, your word is held there tightly in your hand so you don't let go of the truth. He'll be your shield. Those things that he'll throw from a distance, but we can see them coming. But the buckler, those who can get close to me, those who might be in a tight place and try and thrust me through with lies, gossip, whatever. The whole emphasis on that buckler shield is to make sure the hand that holds your sword doesn't get pulled away. Your truth doesn't get damaged. Your God is still God. Your God will still make a way. Your God will still make your enemies flee. Your God will see you through. And even though you might suffer a bit of loss, and even though you might suffer some loss, He will make all things work out together for your good. Amen. Go back to the other slide, please. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Highlight that word. Not your truth. His truth. Not your way of thinking. His way of thinking. Not what you think should happen. What he says will happen. And all the time, he's trying to persuade you that this is the way of the secret place. You see, because love gives. 1 Corinthians 13. Love's true love. Believes all things. Is that true? True love. And is he love? He's the very essence of love all by itself. So when he says he loves you, he loves you. True love endures. True love covers. Amen. True love hopes all things, believes all things, bears all things. True love. And as he's true loving me into that secret place, he's enduring me. He's bearing with me. Hallelujah. He believes in me. And true love will chasten me. Truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by what? Night terrors. Anxiety. Depression. Anxiousness. He wants to protect you from those things. He wants to help you in those things. Terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day. There's your night season. This is your day season. Arrows by day are sent by people. Arrows just don't get up and throw themselves. Arrows are sent by people. Lies, deceit, backbiting, gossip. That's all people. And if I allow people to just keep throwing my arrows and not have my shield up, a shield of what? Your shield should be a shield of faith. Faith in what? In God. Faith in God. Faith in God that God wants to see you through. Faith in God that God wants to see you get over what you're getting over. Faith in God believing that he wants to see you endure and see you successful. Faith in God that he wants to see you not just become a statistic, but successful in life and live life that he's given you more abundantly. But does it mean I'm going to get everything I want? No. That's not what success is. Success is this, being obedient to what God has said. Success. In other words, you fulfill everything. And out of fulfilling everything that is required on your life, there is a love, there's a grace, there's a mercy, there's a communion, there's a repertoire between me and him that no devil in hell can break. Are you with me? Nor the arrows by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays in waste in the noonday. Two things, two seasons. 1,000 may fall at your side. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my other side. We're going to see that day. Because there will be a great falling away. We're going to see that day. But it shall not come near you if you are found abiding in the secret place. That's why it's an invitation to come to the secret place. Only shall your eyes look and see the reward of the wicked. Next, please. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High God, your dwelling place. You have made the Lord. Look at his language. You have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High God. This psalmist is fully persuaded. You've made him your Lord and your God. Amen? And you've made him your dwelling place, your place of abode, your place where you run to, your place where you live. Hallelujah. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. Two ways the devil comes. He comes as a roaring lion, he comes as a serpent. Amen. You shall tread upon him. In Christ. In Christ. You shall tread upon him. The young lion, the serpent, you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Listen to the confidence, because he has set his love on me. See the vocabulary he's using? See the words coming out of his own mouth? He has set his love on me. You know, one of my parts of my prayer in the morning is this. Lord, I thank you that I know that I know that I know you love me. You love me. And I'm doing my best to love you. But I know that I know that I know you love me. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Because he has set his love upon me, the Father, because he, me, has set his love upon him, therefore I will deliver him, me. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Do you know when you're in trouble and sometimes you feel alone? You can be married and feel alone. We're the only couple, love. You can feel married but feel alone. Not because they love, I know they love me. It's just that God's doing something in me and he's isolated me. So he wants me to get to know his name in the midst of my trouble. His name of deliverer, fortress, strong tower. Waymaker, miracle worker. And I love I tell you, I've never met anyone that's an exhorter as much as my wife. She will exhort me till I feel as high as a kite. And that's wonderful. And that does strengthen me. But it's not the solution to my problem. The solution to my problem is Jesus. He's the solution to my problem. And I thank her for all that. But ultimately, it's between me and him. I said that. It does help. Get out of here. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will deliver him and honor him. All the benefits, and these are just benefits, all the benefits of knowing Him and making a decision to come to Him in His secret place and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will deliver him with long life. Anyone want long life? I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. I will show him my salvation. What he does for me and what he does for you might be two different things. That's why it's absolutely ridiculous for Christians to compare themselves one with another. Absolutely childish. The end result will be the same. My salvation. Amen? My salvation. That you and I can be led so proficiently, so precisely by the voice of the Spirit when I'm abiding with Him in that secret place under the shadow of the Almighty God Himself. That's where, from that relationship of the secret place, I'll tell you what it is actually. This is what I wrote for the secret place. The secret place is a place of invitation from Him caused by the desire and longing of His presence and entering His rest of the completed work that He did with our hearts affected by His love toward us and trusting in Him. Which allows us to come into that place of peace which the world and the things in it cannot give me. It is out of an attitude of gratitude and love. That's the secret place. And once you experience the presence of His Spirit in such a unique way for your life, you'll not want to go anywhere else. You'll want to be in that place. You'll want to be in that place of love. I really believe that's why Jesus could fall asleep in the back of the boat. He fell asleep because of two things. He was so confident in who he was with the Father. But he had a word from the Father. And the word was, go across to the other side. Yeah? He knew the boat had to get to the other side because his Father spoke it. Therefore, it doesn't matter what the storm did. His Father said, you will go to the other side. So he could fall asleep. So if you've got a word from the Lord, it doesn't matter about the storm. Don't get so flustered about your storm. Remember what the word of the Lord says to you. What is coming out of your mouth? Remember the Psalm 91 verse 2? What's coming out of your mouth? What are you speaking? Speak and say, Lord, thank you that I will get across to the other side and take your place of rest. Keep your peace, because that's what will guard your heart and your mind, the peace of God. And when the storms that will come, come, and He's told you to do something and the storm's contradicting you because the night season, the day season is trying to put you off course, stay strong in the Lord and the word of the Lord. Make sure you have your truth on. Make sure you're holding your sword of your spirit, believing what He has said. And God will work all things together for your good in Jesus' name. Amen. Trouble will come. But smile at your storm. Because you have the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand this morning? Oh, praise the Lord. A lot of saints going through stuff. Lots of stuff. Probably more stuff than I've heard for a long time. But I want to tell you that your God is in absolute control. He's not a God that loses control. You hear me? I want to say it again. He's not a God that loses control. He's not a God that can make a mistake. He can't make mistakes. He's God. He doesn't do random. He's God. He doesn't do things by chance. He's God. He knows everything about everything. He is God. If there was any virtue of turning in Him, any shadow of turning in from that, He's not God. But if I'm declaring Him my Lord and my God, my Savior, I must believe that He is absolute. Therefore, He's over all things. By Him, through Him, and for Him, all things consist. So when He speaks, it is. When He decrees a thing, it shall be established. And His word will not return void. Hear me. We as a body of believers have got to get a hold of the word of God, knowing that He will work through it and get back into that secret place with Him. The enemy will try and rob you of time. Your greatest asset in life. It's not your house. It's not your money. It's not your car. It's time. And He tells me to redeem the time. That word redeem means buy back. Buy back. Prioritize Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Hallelujah. There's an invitation this morning to the secret place. No, Psalm. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5 says this. Test yourself, prove yourself to whether you're still in the faith. That's a scary scripture, isn't it? Test yourself, prove yourself to whether you're still in the faith. One of the greatest tests in my life that I do, for me, I say this to myself, what's coming out of my mouth? What's coming out of my mouth? Amen. And if it ain't healthy, I run back into Him. Say, Father, I do in Isaiah 6. Here I am, Lord. Use me. I need the coal. I'm the unclean lips. I need my coal. I need the coal upon my lips. Sanctify my lips afresh. Amen. But if you haven't been in that secret place for a while, there's an invitation here right now. He's offering it to you because He wants to cover you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to love on you. It will change your vocabulary forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Every eye closed, every head bowed this morning. You want to come higher where you're than you're at. You want to come to that secret place with Him. You just raise your hands before your Father. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Jesus. Father, 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 you see our hands raised this morning in surrender to you. We surrender. We say, forgive us, Father, for our wayward mouth. Forgive me, Father, for my wayward thinking. I come running back to the arms of my Almighty. I come running back, my protector and my shield, my strong tower, the lover of my soul, my peacemaker. This morning, Father, I commit to make sure that I honor you, that I spend time with you. Father, help me to restrict my heart from going to any other place but the secret place. That I be sold out and all in for you, Jesus. I don't want to be half-hearted, half-baked, half-thinking Christian. I want to be all in. So, Father, we commit ourselves afresh to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that you'll meet me in that secret place. And I thank you for your benefits. I don't come for the benefits. I come for you. I don't come to get. I want to give you my all. So I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for your love toward me. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay strong. Amen. Stay strong. Stay strong in the Word. Stay strong in your prayer life. Stay strong. Stay strong with married people. Stay strong with one another. Stay strong. And if something's flowing out of the other that ain't healthy, tell them. Isn't that right, love? Say it. Say, that is not conducive to my health. That is not conducive to my spiritual health. We'll not talk about that. And then, no condemnation. Let's pray. Let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I will not be here next week. I'm going to go see my beloved little girl. My wife's just got back. So glad to have my wife back. Hallelujah. FaceTime is good, but face-to-face is a lot better. You can kiss her. You can't kiss a screen. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Stay strong. Tom Locker will be coming to minister next week. And I encourage anyone to bring a friend because I believe Tom will have a word in due season. Amen. So have a successful week in Jesus' name. Amen.